First group out, coming all the way from Iota, Mr. Richard Miller in the musical Playboys. And following him, T.J. Romero and Le Gros Chemin Playboys. Yeah. Is that I-10 Playboys? And your host tonight, a man who's worked so hard. Nobody has worked as hard as him to preserve our culture, our music, food, language, you name it. Mr. Larry Miller is going to be out here to host for you. So without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Richard Miller in the musical Playboys.
Thank you. right, Richard Miller, the musical playboys. Bonsoir, the visiteur, et tous les amis cajens. Good evening, and we want to welcome you, all of you visitors, and, of course, the local Cajun folks who keep coming every Saturday night. And we're just want to tell you that if you haven't been here before, you're witnessing something akin to the Cajun Grand Ole Opry, and on a smaller scale, of course, but it matches our small, isolated culture down here in Southwest Louisiana. So, okay, this band is going to play you another tune. The first waltz that they're going to do is J'ai passé devant ta porte, I passed in front of your door. It's a story that was repeated as far back as the early 1700s, even some handwritten songs in Spain, and it was also popular during the time of the Titanic. I'm not sure if they were playing it when it went down, but anyway, it was about that time period. It was recorded by B. Cormier, the father of the drummer here, Barry Cormier, and Raymond Francois. J'ai passé devant ta porte. right. Je passé devant ta porte. Quite an old story. It's actually a story about a guy who was away from home for an extended period of time, came back to visit his fiancée to discover she had died and she was being waked. One of those tear jerkers. Okay. Richard Miller, would you step to the microphone and the head of the musical Playboys. Richard is from Iota, and you've been playing guitar for quite some time, play bass as well. And you and I are like, fifth or sixth cousins, something like that? Okay. All right. So, okay. That's all right. We'll just, I think you started playing guitar as a teenager and been doing it ever since. Plays a few other instruments, but we'd like to say welcome to the band. He has chosen a list of very traditional Cajun songs, so you're going to find a very traditional repertoire on his list tonight. Okay, the next song is another waltz, and I think there's at least eight families have claimed that their ancestor wrote this song. Now, there's that many discussions going on, but it was first recorded by Amede Ofe and Clomar Bro, and Amede is Clomar Bro's father. And I think Ofe was the brother. And anyway, it's called Jolie Blonde, and we sometimes kid around say it's the Cajun national anthem. So those of you Cajuns want to hold your hand over your heart while we do it, it's fine if you wish to do that. Okay. Jolie Blonde. Thank you. All right, La Chatte Jolie Blonde. Okay, all right. Very well done. It's in a very traditional manner. Richard Miller, would you try that microphone again? Maybe it's working. Toi, tu parles français un peu, hein? Un petit peu. Okay. It's on. Okay, it's not on. Okay. Anyway, and who's the guy with the green looking guitar out there? That is T.J. Romero, as he's well known around Iota, and he's your grandson, and he's the head of the next band coming up. So there's quite a bit of connections out here. We're going to go into some other connections, but anyway, so Richard Miller and grandson, two generations. Skipping a generation there with on the guitar, and he plays all kind of instruments as well, as you'll see. Okay. Despite the tips of a couple of fingers missing, he's still a good accordion player. There you go. Almost like, but anyway, we're not going to get into that. Okay, the next one, the two-step was done by J.B. Fusier. He was a well-known fiddler back in about the World War II era, give or take. He was well known with the Nathan Absher, with the Ira Lejeune band. And a matter of fact, he was with Ira when Ira Lejeune was killed. And a tune called Jean Amour, Think of Me. La Chile. Thank you. All right. We'd like to interview the guy on the fiddle. His name is Steve Bing, and he's sort of a Cajun transplant. And Steve, you originally came from...
Originally from Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
Way up there.
And we've been knowing each other for about, what,
long
25,
time.
30 years?
Yeah.
Steve plays a lot of instruments. He's a multi-talented young man. He's been in and out Louisiana and Texas, residing, and he's retired now, and plays in a lot of different kind of bands, country and bluegrass and Appalachian and some of the other folk music and gospel music as well. Mm-hmm. And he's had one of the early Cajun bands in Ohio.
Yeah.
Dating back to where, 28 years ago?
Yeah, like the first one ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they hadn't heard of Cajun music till my band started playing. Yeah.
Now he sings in French. He knows a few curse words, but otherwise he's not fluent.
Whatever you taught me, Larry.
Yeah. Okay. So that kind of brings us to light. The next one is Jambalaya. When Hank Williams was coming through Louisiana, he heard a song called Gran Texas that was originally composed by Clarence Alamo and with the Aldous Rogier Banners, or maybe one of the other bands. And he decided to put the English words to it called Jambalaya. Let's do it. Jambalaya. Well, originally the name of the song was Big Texas, Gran Texas. Okay?
Style, go all wild and again.
Texas, and jambalaya, one after the other, well done, skillfully blended together. Okay, the younger man sitting on a chair with the accordion, Mr. Scotty Poussol, you got a microphone there? Okay, all right. He'll have to lean down pretty low. Scotty Poussol is from Iota, and I've known him since he's a baby. And matter of fact, one of my sons helped him to get started on the accordion and worked with him in early years. And he now has a band called
the Pointe aux Loups Playboys.
The Pointe aux Loups Playboys. Pointe aux Loups is the Point of the Wolves is the original name for Iota, and he's a native born of Iota, and he's also a police chief out there, but he has a really good band called the Pointe aux Loups Playboys. Scotty, toi, tu parles français un petit peu?
Un
petit peu, okay. All right. Okay, and next guy on the drums, Mr. Barry Cormier from Church Point, La Pointe d'Église. Barry, you got a microphone? There he is. He stood up. Okay, Barry comes from a long line of musicians. His father's B. Cormier has been a musician for a long time, recording studios, been very much involved in the music and the promotion, especially of the young musicians, recorded so many. And Barry's been playing drums mainly and vocals for a long time. Ça fait toi tu parles français aussi.
Ah ouais, c'est faux.
C'est faux. Okay. Barry Cormier from Church Point. All right, voila. Okay, the next one is Tigalo por la Puente Pan, meaning galloping for the Piney Point, to go after one of those girls in that Piney Point. And it was first sung by Preston Manuel when he was playing with Moise Robin. Okay, Tigalo por la Puente Pan, La Chile.
Thank you.
Galloping for the Piney Point, Tigalo por la Pointe au Pin. We've got one more musician to go. Can you reach a mic there, Mr. with the white hat and sitting on with the steel guitar? And what is your name, sir?
Same as yours.
No. But anyway, he's also a cousin of mine. His name is Larry Elmer, and I'm Larry G. And he's anyway, we're almost the same age, not quite. But nevertheless,
you're younger than me.
You've been playing steel guitar since you were a teenager.
Oh yeah.
You venture to guess how many years you've been playing that instrument?
Well, you can look at it this way: since February of 1949.
1949.
63 years.
Okay. Wow. So, toi tu parles français aussi?
Oh, oui, je parle français. Je viens du temps.
Okay. Monsieur Larry Miller, by the way, all five of these members were born in the Katy Parish. Only Steve Bing is a transplant. So anyway, these all happen to be from the Katy Parish right next door. So, okay, on entend peut-être une autre chanson, La Valse de Kaplan. And then if you have time, maybe we can go right into the back door. La Valse de Kaplan, La Chile. Alors les données de bonne main. Richard Miller, the musical Playboys. Merci bien. Well done. Well, welcome to the nicknamed Cajun Grand Ole Opry. We just want to ask you, how many of you folks are from outside of the immediate three or four parish area? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. And we've got folks from out of state, I suppose. Where are we from? Where? Florida? Okay. And Houston. Okay. That's it's kind of like almost in the middle of Texas, huh? Somewhere. Anyway. Any other states represented? Yes. Minnesota. Okay. All right. The Twin Cities? Yeah, all right. Very good. We know a lot of folks up there. Some good Cajun music has been played up there. Some of several bands. Did we miss anybody else from some of the other states? Not from Louisiana? Comment est-ce qui parle français à soir? How many of you speak French? Okay, all right, all right. Do we have anyone from, est-ce qu'il y a du monde de Canada ou la France ou la Belgique ou any of the French-speaking nations besides Southwest Louisiana? Not exactly a nation, but anyway. Okay, we just want to again say welcome, and we hope that you have a good time and come back and help support this program. It's not just about music. It's about history and culture as well. It's not a dance hall as such. It's a theater in which presentations are done, and all of the culture associated with the music is talked about, and some of the history of the musicians and the music is brought out. So, okay, and of course we try to have fun when we can as well with lots of good dancers. A few announcements here in Eunice. There's going to be a play put on by the Eunice Player Theater, and it's called On Golden Pond. It's directed by Vincent Barra, and the Dinner Theater is on September 19th at 6 o'clock. And then September 20th through the 29th at 7 o'clock, and a matinee on the 23rd of this month at 2 o'clock. And that's coming up next week. Okay. Also, we'd like to tell you, il y a une table française dans le voisinage ici, about a block away from here. There is a French table that is done every third Saturday of the month at Café Mosaic. Happened this morning, as a matter of fact, from 9 to 10. Merci bien, monsieur. And people who know how to speak French come in and just sit and chat and just casual conversation. Those who want to learn sit in and do what they can to pick it up. So, viens voir la table française. There's always coffee and biscuits ready to go. Okay. Yes, sir.
Parler français. J'ai été né élevé à Grand Mamou. Quand j'ai commencé l'école, je ne parlais pas un mot en anglais. Et il y avait un autre petit garçon comme moi, le docteur, le maître d'école, il montrait comment compter en anglais. Le maître d'école dit c'est one, c'est tout et c'est bon. That's as far as it goes. That's it.
Then he had to go home. That's it. You have to understand French to know the punchline, but okay. Merci bien. Thank you. All right. There's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and that is at LSUE. You might try to call a college there and find out about the LSU Foundation and the Learning Institute. Also, I want to mention to you that at the boulevard out front, you go down this direction at the end of the boulevard, there's the Cajun Music Hall of Fame. Some of you have already been to the Culture Center to our right here, and the theater is part of the Culture Center. The Jean Lafitte National Park Center of Acadian Culture. And at the end out here is the official Cajun Music Hall of Fame that's been sanctioned by the legislature, and right next to it is just past the caboose is the Eunice Museum. Go by and see them. They're usually open from on Tuesday through Saturday from 8:30 to 4:30. All right. We've got coming up again later on this month at September the 22nd at the Liberty Show. We have the Jambalaya Cajun Band, And they're going to be showing some of the young musicians. And I think the next band is about to come up. And the week after that is Carson Fontenot and Forrest Huval band, two bands that night. So I would like to, I guess we're ready with the blinking lights. Anyway, we'll see if the curtain parts. We're going to talk about who's coming up. And you already have heard the name. During the month of October, the first Saturday on October 6th is Rachel Wilson and Cajun Express. October 13th is a very personal tribute to Felton Lejeune and his son, Troy Lejeune, and the Cajun Review. On the 20th, Cheryl Cormier and John Lilly. And then on October 27th is To Be Arranged. Then on November 17th, so far we have Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass. Then on November 10th, that's To Be Arranged yet, November 17th, Ann Sawall and her Sleepless Nights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S. Okay. Then on November 24th, the Huval Family Band. All right. We have a few other announcements that we can burn a little time with. On Maine to Maine, there's a cultural road show that's going to happen on November 10th. And it starts out with a garage sale and a market. And there are some, all of the events that you see around Eunice and all of the establishments such as the Culture Center and the Cajun Music Museum and the Hall of Fame. And all of those are going to be open, and we're going to have like a sort of a market day and quite an interesting weekend, November 10th, and again on the 17th. All right, Maine to Maine Cultural Roadshow right here in downtown Eunice. I think we're going to be coming up pretty quick with the next band. The next band is T.J. Romero and the Gnoshmat Playboys. And you saw T.J. on the bass. And he's got a few other people with him. I think the drummer's going to be back in there, the same drummer we had last night, Barry Cormier. But they're going to be playing a little bit less traditional, a little bit more of the newer recordings of Cajun music. And so they're a younger group, and they're going to be showing some of the more recent recordings. So. As soon as we get these guys lined up, we'll put your hands together and make welcome T.J. Romero and the Gnoshmat Playboys. Coming up short. Okay. Thank you very much. All right, T. Joe and the Grand Chemin Playboys. The word Grand Chemin means a long, big highway, and so that was named after a song called L'Avance du Grand Chemin, which was recorded by Ira Lejeune. It was very popular, and so frequently a lot of the local Cajun guys will just say it's the Interstate 10 Waltz and just kind of being facetious. But so here's the T. Joe and the Interstate 10 Band, huh? I guess we could call it. Okay. T. Joe Romero. That was the Evangelist Special by Ira Lejeune. Okay. We've got a waltz coming up. The Lovesick Waltz, and that was first recorded by Aldous Roche, right? Okay. Who's going to sing it? All right. T-Buddy's going to sing it. Barry Corbier. All right. La Chalet. Lovesick Waltz. I don't know what to say, let's get some dancing in. We gotta keep that floor warm. Thank you. Walls, Alice Rosé special. Just a few minutes ago, we T.J. Rivera held up his hand, and you noticed that he had a couple of tips missing off of the two middle fingers. Might want to mention to you that at that time, T.J. was a junior or senior in high school, and he was working in my shop helping us to build accordions along with Blake Miller, was in there too, I think, at that about that time. And he always said the hand is faster than the eye, but turns out the machine was faster than T.J.'s fingers. So the two fingers were clipped off, and I rushed into the hospital, but the tips could not be glued back on. And so I went to see him about 2 days later, and he was in tears at that time,